Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, once in a while and now and then, a truly great soul comes across the world stage. And we have had one here in the city of Salt Lake City. Former Mayor Ted Wilson was one of those great figures who came across the stage, made a difference, had incredible impact, touched individual lives as well as the community, and today has moved on. April the 11th, he passed away at the age of 84. And as always, we don't just like to look at people's lives in the context of their resume or a long list of accomplishments or degrees, but by their principles. And so I've invited to join me for this segment of the show as we honor former Mayor Ted Wilson, two people who understand principles better than anyone I know. Really grateful to have Jason Perry joining us from the Hinckley Institute of Politics and Carol Makita from KSL 5 TV. Thanks to both of you for jumping on today. And Jason, let me start with you. You actually sit in the position now that Ted Wilson once occupied up at the Hinckley Institute of Politics. Give us a first impression in terms of some of those principles that made him such an extraordinary influence up there at the University of Utah and the Hinckley Institute.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad that today we lost a true statesman and a friend in Ted Wilson. And what you said is right. He was the longest serving director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics. He was here for 18 years, and he created a legacy here that we felt for generations to come. He was with the students. He's the one that built the programs. He's the one that advocated for students to stay engaged and for all the right reasons. That he did is because he wanted them to be active. And for him, it didn't really matter what your party was either. He was one of those people that even when he disagreed, he was your friend, or at the very least, you respected him. He was that kind of individual. It was above politics, even though he had some deeply held principles he believed in.
Yeah, those deeply held principles, but it was always beyond the political fray. And Carol, I want to go to you. You were mentioning before we went on air just his accessibility.
Yes.
And that connectivity ability.
We fondly referred to him in the newsroom as Mayor Ted, and he was such a people person that you never thought of him first as politician. And I remember I arrived in the newsroom in 1979. That was the zenith of his heyday as mayor. And every once in a while, I would be sent to cover a story. I certainly was not the political reporter like Don Olson or Richard Bingham, but you know, the charming thing, the lovely thing about Ted Wilson is that he never forgot my name or anybody else's who was covering a story. And he always treated us with great respect, no matter the level of coverage or questions or whatever. And always when I would see him out and about in the community in years later, it was the same kind of greeting.
Yeah.
I love that about him, a consummate mayor.
Yeah.
In America, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And so important. I think one of the things that grounded him in all of that, and Jason, I'll have you weigh in on this. I think he never lost something that really was the beginning of his political forays, and that's when he was chief of staff to U.S. Congressman Wayne Owens. And Jason, as you know, and as I know, once a chief of staff, always a chief of staff. But he always had that staffer mentality of he wasn't looking out for who's in the room or who can I connect with in the room. It was, what can I do to make the room better, to elevate the conversation in the room?
Well, that was absolutely the way he approached it, you know, and you see this from his career. You're right, from Wayne Owens, but also it's one of his assignments where he worked even for a Republican, for Gary Herbert, on environmental issues.
Yeah.
And it really proved your point. And I was the chief of staff at the time then. And so I got the unique opportunity just to sit down in Ted's office with him on numerous occasions when he was working with an administration that was not always in line with where he was. But he said to me, what you just did, Boyd, is I see wherever I am, I'm trying to help elevate the conversation and get to the best policy. And it was whoever the right people were to work with, whatever party they were to work with, he saw that as an opportunity, and he never forgot it. And people always felt that when he came to a room. It was, well, how do we do the right thing? And it, sometimes it was with people who disagreed with him, sometimes with people who very much did agree with him. But it was all the same approach.
Yeah, no question about that. And Carol, one of the things that I think gave him that Mayor Ted moniker, and I have to say that may be one of the highest titles anybody could get. When you get that title, but a first name only, means there's a personal connection. And a lot of that came during the course of the floods and his ability to bring the community together.
That's right. Declaring a state of emergency, Memorial Day weekend, 1983, yeah, because City Creek overflowed and it was going to flood the city. Thousands of volunteers, including Mayor Ted, out there sandbagging and creating river banks for this water to flow so that it didn't seriously affect the city. It was remarkable international coverage.
Yeah.
And it was brilliant, and the leadership was there. There was such a thing called Citygate, in which we had to reconform a five-man city council to seven-person, and Mayor Ted had to oversee that, and that was difficult. And the other kinds of things that he had to do. He was very forward thinking in hoping that we might get the Olympics in 1980, and it went
right
to Lake Placid. So he would think big.
Yeah.
And that kind of big thinking was the forerunner for the successes that we see today, I think.
Oh, I think that's such an important connection point, because we often just think 2002 and that was it, but there was so much hard work and heavy lifting done by Mayor Ted Wilson and so many others that was way 20 years ahead of that. That is so important. I was mentioning in the last segment, Jason, that Mayor Wilson and I were sort of email pen pals for about 8 years when I was starting, when I was at the Deseret News. And we would go back and forth on all of these principles and just his ability to see past just the state of the day and the fights of the day, really that statesman's view. We always say that when the sun is out and the breeze is light and the sea is calm, every ship has a great captain. But when the winds are rough and the surf is high, that's when you find out who is a captain and which ships have a captain. And I think Ted Wilson navigated some of those difficult waters, and like many truly great leaders, had lessons in loss and in defeat, where he actually showed the true greatness.
So that's true. True wisdom came through a lot of difficult experiences, and that's why I had a similar relationship with him as that you did, Boyd. Where it'd be very common for me to call him and ask him about a particular issue or a topic, and because of his experiences and because of the way he approached things, it was just a deep level of understanding that is beyond kind of the superficial. And that's what was helpful to me, is what's really happening here. And you look through his career, and every single one of those things, the triumphs, the defeats, helped hone his skills and gave him a depth of insight that you don't find very often in politics.
Yeah, no question about that. And Carol, just a final thought from you. Give us one of those principles, again, something that stands out as you look back on an extraordinary life and legacy today.
Well, as Jason said, you know, he was a politician who did hope for higher office, shall we say, then, and that did not happen for him. But what I loved about Ted Wilson was that he lived the idea of the eternal optimist. Mm. And everything ultimately was, don't worry about the small things. We're going to look at the big picture. And what a face, of a smile on a face, always, when he greeted you, and as he greeted everyone. I love that about him. The eternal optimist is what I would say. Yes.
No question. And Jason, why don't you give us one final thought as you reflect on someone, again, who occupied your seat up there at the Hinckley Institute of Politics and who left some mighty big shoes to fill.
Well, he did, and we're all still trying to do that. But one of the things I would say was he inspired students and the public to become engaged. Civic engagement was a hallmark of what he did here at the Hinckley Institute. The programs he developed were aimed to do that as well. He was one that firmly believed that you can make a change if you would get involved.
I love that. And I loved his focus on the young people and that engagement, and showing them that America was an extraordinary place, that the future was ours to have, and that if we each do our part to elevate, to engage, to lift, that we can actually make a difference. And I've been thinking today something that goes back to William George Jordan. He wrote this in 1902, and I can't think of a better or more applicable application to this than to former Mayor Ted Wilson, who passed away today. And William George Jordan wrote this: "When nature decides on any man as a reformer, she whispers to him his great message. She places in his hand the staff of courage. She wraps around him the robes of patience and self-reliance and starts him on his way. Then, in order that he may have strength to live through it all, she mercifully calls him back for a moment and makes him an optimist." That is Ted Wilson. Jason Perry from the Hinckley Institute of Politics, Carol Makita, KSL 5 TV. Thank you both for helping us remember and get to the principles, the heart, the essence of the essence of former Mayor Ted Wilson. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll step aside for one last commercial break. We'll come back with some final thoughts on Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. We'll be right back.